Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at Medicare and Obamacare, and finally a story about a Cochrane review of neck pain and manipulation. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat podcast number 525, recorded October 9th, 2015. And a happy birthday to John Lennon. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A question. Is Medicare coverage minimum essential coverage? Minimum essential coverage is coverage that you need to have to meet the individual responsibility requirement under Obamacare, the health care law. As long as you have Medicare Part A coverage, including coverage from a Medicare Advantage plan, you have minimum essential coverage and you don't have to get any additional coverage. If you only have Medicare Part B, you are not considered to have minimum essential coverage. This means you may have to pay a fee for not having minimum essential coverage. You'd pay this fee when you file your federal income tax return. Refer to Medicare and You 2016, a book. This was referenced on page 31. And you can call 800-633-4227 for more information. That number again, 800-633-4227 for more information. Surf to our show notes for links.
We'll be back with more news in a moment.
Looking for a good travel deal? Surf to chiropracticradio.com, find the advertisers link to see current deals at booking.com, Planet Earth's top accommodation site, offering deals at reasonable prices for most types of properties, ranging from campsites to five-star luxury properties. Again, surf to Chiropractic Radio, access the advertisers link, and click into the booking.com page for up-to-the-minute deals. The research conglomerate known as Cochrane recently released a review on manipulation and mobilization for neck disorders. This update assessed the effect of manipulation or mobilization alone compared with a control of another treatment on pain, function, disability, patient satisfaction, quality of life, and global perceived effect in adults experience neck pain with or without arm symptoms and headaches at a medium to long-term follow-up. Neck pain can cause varying levels of disability for the affected individual and is a common musculoskeletal complaint. Neck pain can be accompanied by pain radiating down the arms, known as radiculopathy, or by headache, cervicogenic headache. Manipulation, adjustments of the spine, and mobilization, referred to movement imposed on joints and muscles, can be used alone or in combination with other physiotherapies to treat neck pain. The authors of the review concluded that although support can be found for use of thoracic manipulation versus control for neck pain function and quality of life, results for cervical manipulation and mobilization versus control are few and diverse. Publication bias cannot be ruled out. Research designed to protect against various biases is needed. Findings suggest that manipulation and mobilization present similar results for every outcome at immediate, short, and intermediate-term follow-up. Multiple cervical manipulation sessions may provide better pain relief and functional improvement than certain medications, again at immediate, intermediate, long-term follow-up. Since the risks of rare but serious adverse events from manipulation exists, further high-quality research focusing on mobilization and comparing mobilization or manipulation versus other treatment options is needed to guide clinicians in their optimal treatment choices. As always, discuss all spine-related treatment options with your qualified doctor of chiropractic. Surf to our show notes for the full review, including the review's key findings.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.